Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman, delving into the Bugle archives once more for the biggest story from a time gone by, specifically February 2018. Alice Fraser and Anuvab Pal joined me to talk space, snow and the Super Bowl, with a very specific look at an orbiting car. This is from issue 4059 of the Bugle, entitled Space, Snow and Super Bowl. Top story this week: Elon Musk has blasted his car into space. I mean, no big deal. Well, actually, quite a big fucking deal. He just blasted a fucking car into space.
Yep, space, the final frontier for rich wankers to show off their fancy red cars. Elon Musk, philanthropist, entrepreneur and man to whom nobody has said no for way too long, has sent a space suit in a fully functioning Tesla car to orbit around Mars in an eternal floating monument both to how smart and how stupid humanity is.
It's amazing how often those two go very, very close together,
isn't it? So close together.
I mean, I guess, you know, the question is, why did he blast a car into space? And the answer is clearly, why the f*** not? I mean, what was he going to do, blast a bicycle into space? Don't be an idiot. Or a jet ski? I mean, he might be an American citizen now, but he's not that American. Clearly, it had to be a car. It's the first consumer car to be blasted into space. And we do have to use the word blast at all points in this.
Yes.
That is the only way you can put a car in space, is by blasting it there.
I believe that this is the initial step in a kind of a supervillain storyline, because yeah, often at the beginning of a supervillain storyline, you know that they're a villain because they fire someone into space or drop them into a pit of crocodiles. This, you know, eternally orbiting car in space with cameras on it is the thing that he'll point to when his kids won't eat their vegetables.
The first consumer car blast in space, although, of course, Neil Armstrong did insist on taking his collection of toy cars with him on the Apollo 11 the moon blast, and apparently said to NASA, "It's going to be boring spending 3 days travelling to the moon, and you've pretty much exhausted I Spy with My Little Eye within an hour or two of blasting off, and Buzz is really shit at Scrabble, so I want to play with my cars. If the cars don't go, Neil Armstrong doesn't go. Cars in space." Musk said that he wanted to launch the silliest thing we can imagine into space with his on the back of his.
They should have got you on the team, Andy.
Or the Falcon Heavy rocket, which is a disappointing name for a rocket to me. Falcon Heavy sounds more like a craft ale than than a massive great rocket.
Is this the beginning of us sending up various household objects? Because if we're in the process of sending up things that you get in a suburban middle-class house in San Francisco, you're going to send the car up and very soon a refrigerator, maybe some sort of an espresso machine. And my question, therefore, is when we do find intelligent life in space, should their encounter with humanity be this? Just seeing a bunch of nonsense stuff from homes flying around next to Neptune. Like, is this? Do you guys feel okay that this is the first thing extraterrestrials will see and judge us for?
Well, I have a bit of a problem with this. In that I think it's a very disappointing. I don't object to a car being sent up into space. What I do object to is the choice of car. I mean, obviously Musk is going to go for the Tesla. You know, high-tech, futuristic, super-tech technology is... But that's just what the aliens will be expecting. If, however, he'd sent up a 1975 Robin Reliant or my mum's old Nissan Micra, then how are the aliens going to interpret that? That blend of advanced technology and shit cars?
Correct.
They're going to think to themselves, how the f*** did that pile of shit get here?
Yeah, I want a Daihatsu Charade. You know, the kind with those pleather seats that burn little holes into the back of your legs in summer?
Yeah.
You know, Andy.
Happy days. Not in an English summer. Well, anyway, let's go back to this phrase. The silliest thing we can imagine. Raise the bar, Elon. We know you have a hyperactive imagination. Raise the bar. I mean, the commies, they put a doggy with flying goggles on in space. That is already sillier than a car for me.
And that was the most sensible thing they could think of to send into space.
Yeah. And it's a dog with goggles on.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is inherently sillier than a car. What I would have, you know, if he's going to put a car in there, it would have been better if it had one or more of the following car accoutrements attached to it. A, some tins tied to the back and a just divorced banner in the windscreen. What a breakup. A parking ticket tucked under the windscreen wiper. I mean that has to go. A family food shop in the back, just for the sake of mystery. A folder marked Plot to Conquer the Universe. Actually, I assume that was probably in the glove compartment. Donald Trump. I think we'd have all got behind that. Elvis, even better. What most I would have liked to have seen is a carrier bag full of prison clothes, an envelope with $40,000 in cash, a wig, a passport, a driving licence, a revolver, and some sunglasses. So whoever finds this car in future will think, now that is a breakout. Yeah. I mean, what is the future for the space car?
I see, it's going to rotate mindlessly through the vacuum of space around Mars for eternity until we all crash into the sun. But hopefully at some point Elon Musk will send up some roof racks and skis, which I always think make a car feel jaunty.
I mean, at some point it's going to have a prang with an asteroid. And then the dummy figure in the space suit, in the Tesla suit, whatever it is, in the front seat. Hopefully that is programmed when it bangs into an asteroid to honk its horn and shout, look where you're f***ing going, you jumped up f***ing pebble.
In less high-tech flying objects news now, a gang of smugglers who have been likened to the characters of TV comedy Porridge flew drugs into prisons on drones and hid illicit goods inside parcels of bogus legal papers, a court has heard. Gary Granels, which definitely sounds like a made-up name, Stephen Stocker and his nephew Stephen McGonagall Stocker made up the gang, and the Standard UK newspaper uses quote marks to say they were literally the inside men during the 3-year operation, which implies a way in which they can be metaphorically the inside men, given that the phrase the inside men comes from the exact literal circumstances in which this prison smuggling gang operation has taken place. It sort of makes saying literally redundant. Sorry. Side channel there. Granels is accused of working with his mother, dinner lady Amanda Granels, to sneak drugs and mobile phones past prison guards, revealing that the gang used drones to fly drugs to sell windows, passed on goods during prison visits, or hid them in fake legal papers. If only legal papers were that exciting when I was a lawyer, Andy. The only drugs I was ever offered were Adderall to get me through a late night.
I mean, surely just the natural high of being part of a functioning legal system was enough for any young lawyer.
Sure, Andy.
Just the glorious natural cocaine of justice.
No, I didn't even take the Adderall, Andy. I refused the Adderall because I am too uncool even for work-enhancing drugs. That's me.
I mean, it's a big problem for prisons now, the advent of the drone. Interestingly, here's a fact. Did you know that 67% of all wasps are now Amazon-owned picnic drones spying on what you're eating at your picnics? So you get those emails saying, we noticed that you've had
some warm camembert
scones. Perhaps you'd also like a pot of strawberry jam.
Oh.
It's the future of commerce.
That is the future of commerce. I mean, the invention or the introduction of drones into prison smuggling has just certainly saved a lot of very uncomfortable doctor's visits.
I mean, in terms of, kind of Shawshanking your way out of jail, if you can just get a giant drone to fly in, and I mean, it takes all the romance out of it, doesn't it?
It does.
Spooning a tunnel for over several years.
There's one question in the story, as usual, just being so far away, I don't understand many British things. But here it said that they were hid in a parcel of bogus legal papers. And I think that that could be an interesting profession if people could make bogus legal papers. You know, it'd have like nice sort of graphics on it or whatever they call it, all the crest and your emblem of royalty, so it would look like a legal paper. But also, it takes a special kind of prison official to not know that that's a bogus legal paper.
Yes, I guess when a huge bundle of legal papers comes through that rattle slightly, you think suspicions would be aroused.
Yes, or when the legal papers are being flown in by a drone that says criminal on it.
And the paper itself says bogus legal paper on the front page.
Thank you for listening. Another classic top story coming your way tomorrow. Now do go to listen to the latest Bugle podcast in your pod feed right now.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.